Hello and welcome to a new episode of Tinkering with X, Y, and Z. I'm Aru, I'm your host, and I'm joined with
Shalendra.
Talking about adventure, you just came back from one.
I did my annual summer trip.
After 2 years. More than 2 years.
More than 2 years. The last time I was in hills was May of 2019. Yes. Then May 2020, May 2021, both years I missed it.
After a 10-year streak almost.
Almost like a 10-year streak. I missed it for two continuous years because of COVID. Mm. And of course, and the conditions were not good in terms of travel and lockdown. So I stayed home.
Yeah.
But the moment I got an opportunity, I thought, let me use this, and I went on a trek.
You were vaccinated, checked up, everything, safe precautions.
Precautions.
That's very important. Take your precautions.
Take your precautions.
Get vaccinated if you're eligible.
As early as possible, wear mask, maintain social distance. And talking about social distancing, once you're on that trek, I mean, for 7 days, we didn't see any other soul.
Yeah, I've been there once. I'm waiting for another opportunity, hopefully after both, so that we can go on.
We should definitely try one. I still remember the one you went to work called the partial Panchkeda.
Yeah, in 2017, I think I just turned 12. I was about to turn 13 that year.
Correct.
And that's when I went. And after that, I've not, unfortunately, gotten a chance because of boards in school and then lockdown and COVID-19. You all know about that. But I think when I went, it was nothing like I ever thought. Like, I couldn't have imagined it in my head. I'd heard stories from you, obviously, and from people. I had done treks, but that was a completely different visual and an experience altogether, because you do push a lot. Like, you realize so much about your body when you're on that trip, because you do things that you didn't think you could do, or something that you won't experience here, that you won't know that you can do it until you go there and do it. And yeah, I loved every part of trekking. So I think there's something really special about that, just as an adventure and something exploring the mountains. So we have a guest of our friend of Tinker today, who has also done many more treks, many different locations. She's a family
Chintan.
Friend.
Yeah, Chintan is a family friend. Chintan Singh is a family friend. I guess more than her own treks, I think she is a great leader of treks. She is an educator.
She's an educationist
who uses outdoors as a learning opportunity for young people. And even in PBL City and around where we live, she has conducted many camps and small trips and small treks. And I think both of us, in that sense, all of us have been a fan of her work.
Yeah.
And
we have gone with her, and the way she interacts with nature and how she makes us understand different aspects of nature, she knows a lot about it. Okay. So it's always a pleasure to like go trekking with her, because you get to see things otherwise you wouldn't have noticed, because she's so aware when she's in nature. Okay. You don't get to know that. So I think it's always wonderful, and we have her here. So let's go on to that segment now.
And let's talk to Chintan Singh.
So we have our guest with us now. Chintan Aunty is here with us. And so would you like to tell us how about your adventures and what you do?
Hi, Aru and Shalit. This is Chintan. So my trekking started after moving to Delhi. So Monday to Friday, we used to have colleges. And weekends, we used to go to the mountains are very close to Delhi. So it's just 5-6 hours journey, and you are at the foothill. So every Friday night, we used to go to ISBT, if you're aware of Delhi. So that's a bus stand, and no destination in mind, whichever, because there's a limited budget. So whichever bus is looking clean and going to mountains, we'll just board. And wherever it will take us, we'll go. And that's how the journey started. And it's still going on.
I say one of the things that we have been exploring is this whole idea as to how being outdoor helps in growing up, or being outdoor helps us in learning. So, I mean, what I could hear from what you said was that going outdoors, going to hills and other places helped you to grow as an individual as well. So,
oh, yes. It really contributed in my growth. And whatever I am today, I give the complete credit to my travel. So when you travel, when you go out, you meet new people, you meet new culture, you meet several kind of different challenges. And I'm not talking about big adventurous challenges. I'm talking about as simple as not finding a clean toilet and going into nature. So those kind of things, how to carry yourself, how to conduct in public, how to conduct in different kind of setups, taught me a lot. And it made me feel the freedom in a very different way. And somewhere made me confident that no matter what situation is, what environment is, I can live with. And I think that's something I really appreciate what outdoors taught me.
So if I suppose come to you, or any teenager, any younger person comes to you and they're like, I want to take an adventure, either physical or a mental one, what would you tell them, having experiencing so much traveling and adventure on your own? What would you tell someone like me if I come to you for advice?
My first thing is, adventure, I don't know what you mean by adventure. For me, adventure can be just coming out of my own comfort zone and trying something new. So I will tell that child or adult to first start exploring what you like doing, what makes you comfortable, and then start pushing little boundaries and go a little out, try something new and see, keep trying. The very first thing I say, age is just a number, whether it's about child or it's about older people. So I have heard many parents saying, oh, my child is just this old, he or she cannot climb, he or she cannot trek. And there is a problem. It's not the child who cannot do it. It's like the mental state of parent who don't allow the child to do it. So break those barriers. Try new, whether you're a parent or you are a child. If you're a child, start asking your parents little bit more. Be physical. Go outdoor, play, and whatever you like, just explore that. Keep the curiosity alive. If the curiosity is there, then you will automatically get into exploration.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Great advice. So what's your recommendation for our audience today?
So I'm more of a visual person than reading person. So I have watched few movies which really inspired me. And few of them was, there's one movie called Free Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's about rock climbing. And it's
Alex Mullen.
Oh, it's one of my favorite, yeah. Then of course we have Chariot of Fire, we have Wild and Deep into the Wild.
Yeah.
So there, and recently, I mean, as a woman, I really like this Nomadland, if you have seen. So these are a few of my favorites. Nomadland, I'm sure many people must have watched. It's a story about a single female who travels, and she keeps growing with those stuff, and nothing is, of course she finds a lot of difficulties on the way, but she's unstoppable. And I just love that movie. even at that age, she's going on. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you very much, Chintan. Thank you so much, Alien.
Thank you very much, Aru.
Thank you so
much. You are one of the inspiration. So keep going.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
That was a fun conversation. A lot of great insights.
Great insights. And I think Chintan is doing phenomenal work there.
Yeah, she's doing great work. Very inspirational. I think the way she put it through with her own experiences, I think that's very inspirational for anyone to hear, right? Coming from someone who has experienced it. And her recommendations are also great. I think one of us will have one of our favorite movies, Free Solo.
Free Solo is extra. I mean, I still remember there are episodes in there where this guy is right on the ledge. There's a 2,000 feet drop and this guy is without ropes, without any support. He's just sitting there calm. And he talks about his own blood pressure and his own heart rate. And that is like 50 kind of heart rate. And that's like you are sleeping when he's at a ledge.
So now coming to our recommendations.
Yep.
What is your recommendation?
My recommendation is a book called...
That's a new setup, as you can see. So we can pull out books directly from the bookcase.
So my recommendation is this book by Clayton Christensen. It's called How Will You Measure Your Life?
It's your birthday also when we release this episode on 25th. So happy birthday. You're 46.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that is the time that I should start looking back and says, how will you measure your life? I mean, every birthday or every time you should always realize as to what are you doing in your life and how would you measure your life? How would you measure your life? And this book is by Clayton Christensen. As you would recall, there are multiple things that I put in there. I read it very often. And it happens to be one of my favorite book. And the idea is that everybody would have a different measure. Some people might measure their lives in terms of how much money they have earned or how much land do they have or how many flats they might have.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton Christensen says it would be how many lives you have touched, how many lives you have improved, and how many lives you have influenced in that sense. So how will you measure your life? I think that's a book I would recommend, not only because it's my birthday, but generally speaking, we should know. And stay out of jail. I think that's an important message he says.
Stay out of jail. It is a very difficult bar to pass.
It is a very difficult bar because you will always be tempted to cut corners.
Yes.
And he talks about this multiple times. He says, there is no one time. I'll just do it once. No, there's nothing like that. You do it and it becomes a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And that's why people end up in jail, especially in corporates.
Yeah, I think that's a great, you always talk about this book. So it's after, I think, Uses is Mori, it's one of your favorites.
It is definitely. And Clayton Christensen, rest in peace, Professor Clayton Christensen, but he was a phenomenal guy.
Yeah.
A giant, a literal giant. I mean, he was tall and stuff like that. What's yours?
Yes, my recommendation is this book. It's by the Try Guys, who are YouTubers. It's called The Hidden Power of Effing Up. And it's about trying and failing, which I think is a, and these are, so Try Guys are basically four YouTubers. They're four friends who come, have a YouTube channel where they just try things. And they fail. They fail massively a lot of times and they talk about it. It's how that until you try, you don't know what you can do, right? And that's such an important message. And these people, they try things that are not extremely, like, not exactly adventurous or like going on a, like a Mount Everest or something like that, but it's simple things. So there's one chapter where they just have to try CrossFit for a week for people who have never worked out. And that's the thing that they, that's what they take up, and they do it, and they have it on video and recording, and they share it with the world. And then they talk about how they every day fought the urge to just stay in bed for another 2 hours or another 3 hours. And that's trying, and that's pushing your limits. And there's one about love and family where this guy is, he's not very comfortable with intimacy. And his thing was in a family gathering to just hug every family member.
Okay. Just something, that might be difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah, and just something, and for maybe not for us that difficult, but for someone that's trying something new. So this trying something new doesn't have to be extraordinary. It has to be something out of your comfort zone, a little bit out of your comfort, just like Chintan Aunty talked about. And so I think it's great. Their YouTube channel is also really funny. They have a great sense of humor. I love watching them. And they wrote this book and I was like, I have to get this. And it gave more insight. So a lot of it is captured on camera, but this goes more into their head. And it's just one chapter on them facing the fashion fears.
Mm-hmm.
People are not comfortable wearing different kind of clothes. So they're like, you know, 1 week. Just wear clothes which you would not wear ever, and go to work with them, go to business meetings with them, and that's all you need to do. That's the adventure you can take, and I think that's a
great
stuff.
I mean, getting out of comfort zone, I think that's a message.
That's a message.
So whether in life, whether in physical activity, mental activity, get out of the comfort zone. Life starts at extremities. I mean, there's no life in the middle. Life is only at the extremes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's two great recommendations. It's a great episode. I really enjoyed this. I think
Same here,
special, a little more deep, but also something very, I think, achievable for anyone. So push your limits. There's no limit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So yeah.
Great.
So let's wind up. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes. Ring the bell icon. Whatever it takes. Like, share with your friends, comment. Any topic that you want us to touch upon, or
yeah, sure.
Any recommendation you have, or something that you want to try new. And then you can keep us updated if you are actually keeping up to it. That'd be a great thing for us to see, and other people as well to get inspired from. So I think let's sign off with that message. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.